Hello and welcome to Grazia Life Advice, Grazia's podcast. I'm Rhiannon and each week I'll be interviewing women worth listening to and getting them to pass on the six best pieces of advice they've ever been given, and the worst piece too. Our guest this week is the wonderful Davina McCall. Over her decades in the public eye, we've known Davina in many guises: MTV presenter, Big Brother queen, and now fitness expert. We met her in a rather echoey North London gym where she was working with F&F to launch their new activewear collection, which will be available in select Tesco stores from January 1st. As well as giving advice on fitness, Davina talked brilliantly about aging, putting in effort, and mothering teenagers. So, over to Davina. I'm here with Davina in King's Cross Gym. Hi, Davina.
In my natural habitat.
Explain why we're here. It's to do with you launching another fitness range.
Yeah. So, I love F&F because they always kind of get like everybody to come down, and we try and do a workout with people because it's fun.
Yeah.
And it shows off the kit and it shows how it works. And I think if you are going to do a fitness range, then you've got to make sure that it works in situ. And the thing I like about them is that it's really good quality at really good prices. And that's what I wanted to do, find something that everybody could wear. And they do this this sort of waistband thing, which is like, for me, it's like their signature thing,
right,
which is so flattering and comfortable, and it makes them, your trousers feel safe. So even when you're doing a hardcore workout, you don't feel like they're ever going to sort of start slipping down. Or, which if you do go for a more, a less pricey range, then sometimes that can happen. So this is just such good quality stuff. And every time we do a range with them, they bring out a little bit of tech that's like a little bit different, that's a step up. So we've got some amazing reflective stuff and thermal stuff and thicker leggings, better quality material, stuff that's really going to kind of hold you in place. Like the better quality of the material, just the more secure you feel in the leggings. The leggings, I think, are the really hard thing to get right, and that's what they've done, I think.
Yeah. And I think you were saying how you do a class and you test the stuff. I think what people love with you, you walk the walk, you talk the talk.
You know, oh my God, yeah.
You kind of are. And if you trust that they work for you, then I'm sure they're great. Mm.
Well, I won't advertise something I don't believe in.
Yeah.
I mean, and if I do, well, if I do believe in it, then I want to tell everybody about it. So then it's not even really like a job. It's easy for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I just wanted to run through your six best pieces of advice, which is why we're here today.
Yeah.
What's your first piece of advice?
It's something that my children are worried about. But my piece of advice was from my granny, which is grow old disgracefully. And she never quite did the appropriate thing.
Right.
She was always doing the slightly inappropriate thing. She was always doing things like, I don't know, mowing the lawn in her petticoat. I mean, so there are so many things that are sort of that weren't done in her day. Firstly, a woman mowing the lawn. Like, you know, in her day, it was always the man that mowed the lawn. She did everything. She was original girl power.
Yeah.
And in her petticoats, and she was always sort of flashing her pants at people. Or, you know, so I think that there's, when people are expecting the unexpected from you, I think it's good, it's fun, and yes, so she was always a bit of a loose cannon, my granny, and I'd quite like to follow in her footsteps on that front.
I mean, she was a trailblazer, but now it just seems like our approach to aging is so different these days. I mean, who cares and who knows what age people are when you're these days.
Yes, and also what I've found is that it used to be that you could only be friends with people in your age bracket. When I was a little girl, you know, when you were 20, you hung out with 20-year-olds, and now, I mean, I would count Fern Cotton as one of my great friends, and she's much younger than me, and she's never made me feel old or sort of different. We have very similar likes, we have a very similar life ethos. She's a very good person. I really like talking to her. I really value her opinion and everything, but she's a lot younger than me, and I think that's so nice that you can have kind of cross-generation friendships and stuff that just doesn't matter how old you are. And Interestingly, though, I do find sometimes in magazines that people do sort of say, and I do talk about my age because I think it's important for other people that are my age to see that age isn't a barrier. But in articles, often they'll say, you know, Davina McCall, 51. But then if they were talking about a male presenter, they wouldn't talk about his age. It's quite interesting. But I do think it's possibly more because women want to know other women's ages so they can have something to aspire to. I don't always think it's a bad thing. And we are more conscious of age, I think, than men are. Because so many men just get better and better with age, don't they?
All the ways society's been built around.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
But I think lots of women can get better and better with age. Why should that? Why shouldn't we?
Exactly. And disgracefully.
And disgracefully. Yes. Sorry, Jonathan.
Your second piece of advice comes up.
So this is a really, really simple one. And it's something that Jackie Wren taught me. And Jackie Wren made my first sort of 10 DVDs with me and her husband, Mark. And she taught me this concept of you have to work out 3 times a week. And to me, that was like, oh, so such a weird and miraculous piece of information, because I kind of thought like once or twice a week would be fine, and that, you know, my body would just kind of remember what I'd done in those once or twice a week. And what she explained to me is the rest days in between, if you have kind of 4 rest days in between, like your one workout and then another workout that week, you're just not going to get the benefits from it. It's pointless in a funny kind of way. So you really want to be doing at least 3 times a week of quite a good workout, not 10 minutes. If you're just going to do 10 minutes, try and do a bit more than that. Because otherwise you're not going to see the benefits. And if you don't see the benefits, then trying to motivate yourself to go back to the gym again is really hard. Yeah. You know, we all know how hard it is to get to the gym. But so once you start feeling benefits, you think, oh, actually, this is making me feel good. I want to go back.
I think that's what's great about you is that, you know, people love watching your workouts. You're very kind with it. You're very open with it. But you are honest and you're like, you know what, you have to do 3 times a day and it can't be for 5 minutes. And you
a
can't
week,
go
yeah.
and like, sorry, 3 times a
yeah,
week.
Yeah, like 3 times a yeah. week. We'd all be crawling around on our hands.
Yeah, but you can't just, you know, then go and eat 3 pizzas and all I've done.
No.
I've done it.
No. I mean, it's about finding your comfortable place and doing what you need to do. Like, I've discovered recently that I need to do more strength training because I need to keep building muscle, because at my age you lose muscle really quickly. And I've noticed that recently, like I just have to kind of eat up my protein and do more weights because my muscle tone is kind of going. So you just adapt with each age that you get to, you kind of adapt your training to suit your needs.
And your third piece of advice?
The third one, and I can't remember where this came from. I think it might have been my dad. But I've made it into our Robertson family motto, and I've made it into a neon sign that hangs in my hallway. And that is, give more than is expected. And if there's one piece of advice that I think will get my kids further in life than anything else, it's that. And what's been quite sweet, because my kids have grown up with it, when we meet somebody, when we meet a bus driver or a teacher, or they meet somebody that's been in, sort of done something and has made their day or smiled or told them a little joke, or and they go, oh, they gave more than was expected.
Oh, that's lovely.
And they've seen how that changed their day. And so then they, in turn, try and do that for other people. And more than in just trying to make other people's lives better, I think in the workplace, you know, I'm no different to anybody else. I'm no more talented than hundreds of other people, but I work really, really hard. I mean, I didn't get to where I am today. I didn't get to where I am today. By just sort of winging it and just being lucky. You know, I really worked hard. And that's what I think is important to impress. There are a lot of other people out there that would love my job, so I have to work a bit harder to get it or keep it or be asked back. I mean, oh my goodness, work experience, this is an amazing, you know, piece of advice. Like, work experience is just a golden opportunity. I know so many kids that go and do work experience and get asked back, and then get asked back the next summer, and then maybe get offered a job. Like, it's hard to find a job today.
Yeah.
Just, like, make the most of every experience and give more than is expected, and you'll always get asked back.
Yeah. And I think that's not always the cool thing to do, and it's not always, you know, there's a lot of, you know, be yourself, and just, you know, things will come to you around a lot of the time now. And actually, effort will never do certain.
Well, nothing came to me, I tell you.
Yeah.
I worked really hard for it.
Yeah.
And I'm pleased I did, you know.
And it feels good, doesn't it, if you work for something?
Yes.
Yeah. Your fourth piece of advice, please.
This is weird.
Okay.
Just go with me.
Right.
It is never say no to a teenager. So,
okay.
I have this girlfriend of mine who is basically the encyclopedia of childcare. She's very happy. So she had four daughters, all of whom are amazing. And she was really my bestie at school. And we've stayed friends. I'm godmother to her, one of her kids. And I always call her, she's like the oracle. I always call her when I'm entering a new phase in the life. So with toddlers, she was just like, love and boundaries.
Okay.
And I was like, what does that mean? She was just love them loads and set down boundaries and never step over the boundary. I was like, okay, that was the best bit of advice I've got for the toddlers. But this never say no to a teenager is amazing, because you just think, I mean, you've got to be kidding
worried
me, right?
About
like,
that. Yeah.
I'm so worried about that. What about if they want to go out in some outrageous outfit? And she went, Davina. She looked at me like, what did you used to wear? I mean, I have got a picture of me on my wall at home from when I did a life in the day of in the back of the Sunday Times.
Yeah.
Before I was on MTV, but I really wasn't well known. I was still running clubs. I'm in a bra and a top hat.
In the Times.
So I was like, I was that person. Okay. So as a teenager, I was outrageous. I expressed myself. I changed my hair colour. I got piercings. You've got to remember that stuff. But what's the important stuff? So if my teenager says to me, Mummy, and we have these kind of conversations all the time, I want to pierce this, or I want to like do my tummy button, or I want to go, I'll sit down with her and I'll say, right, okay, let's talk it through. Mm-hmm. And she'll give me her argument and I'll give her my argument. And often, in fact, almost every single time, we will find some common ground in the middle where she'll feel that I've given up something and I'll feel like she's given up something, and we don't get the storm out, slam the door, I hate you. I mean, it's amazing. We never argue.
Really?
Yeah, we never argue. Because there's always a discussion to be had, always a negotiation. And I think teenagers, you know, as a parent, it's hard to go make that step from it being a kid where you just tell them what's happening. No, today we're going to go here, and we're going to go out here, and we're going to see these friends, and we're going to do that. To them going, well, actually, I'm going to go and see these people. And you're like, oh, suddenly you've got your own life. Like, you're independent. She's driving, you know. It's like, oh, my gosh. So then it's like, it's from the age of 13 or 14, it's saying, I'm hearing you.
Mm.
I'm hearing you. Tell me what you're thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's amazing.
That's amazing. No slam doors of teenagers.
It is amazing.
It must be working out
and
well.
Also, they are going to do things that, like, you're shocked by or whatever, and you just have to come. But did you not, like...
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Let it ruin your dinner, but don't let it ruin your breakfast. Now, that was an amazing piece of advice from A.A. Gill.
Yeah.
And I've used that with my children for loads of things, and friends. So if you have a stupid fight with a friend, or if a girlfriend calls me up and she goes, oh, I'm so, and I go, do you know what? Listen, you're right to be upset. Be upset tonight.
Yeah.
Forget about it in the morning. It's not worth it.
No.
Like, because holding on to stuff, and this was about this was when I did my chat show, right. and I got like these terrible reviews in the paper, and I'd seen A.A. Gill at a party, and I said, blimey, I'm really getting hammered at the moment. And he went, oh, do you know what? Like, you're allowed to feel upset about it tonight, but he said, don't let it ruin your breakfast. And I thought, oh, brilliant. So I just woke up the next morning, and I thought, whatever.
Yeah.
But I like this idea of allowing yourself to, if it's genuinely been not something very nice, then, you know, it's all right to feel bad about that for a bit, but don't wallow in it for weeks at a time, you know, because you're the one that'll suffer.
And your and the last final one, piece of good advice?
Is something I actually read somewhere, which was to view age as levels. So instead of saying that I am 51 years old, I am level 51. How old are you?
34.
So you're level 34,
okay.
Which I'm afraid does not sound quite as badass as level 51.
No, you're right.
And my dad's level 75, which actually is like mega, yeah. Right? He's sort of like, well, hardcore. So that, I love that, because it sort of makes you just sound more and more impressive the older you get. So,
which is the way we should think about it, really, because you gain something with every
yes.
Yeah,
I do feel like society is slightly changing, that we do look at people now slightly differently and see how much people have to offer.
Yeah. Hopefully,
yeah.
And we like to finish on a piece of bad advice.
Yeah, bad advice. I'm really trying to think about that.
It's so tough.
And it is really, really tough, because I'm trying to think about something that I heeded. And it would have been an outfit or something like that. I'm trying to think of embarrassing. Somebody did once suggest to me, but this wasn't really advice,
yeah.
But it was a suggestion that I weed between two parked cars. It was very late at night, and I was walking back from a pub, and I weed between these two parked cars, and there was somebody in one of the parked cars, and they turned their headlights on, and I was mid-wee, and I couldn't stop.
It was terrible advice. Yeah.
And I was like, and my friends were all walking, and I was like, oh my God! And then they all turned round,
yeah.
Saw me mid-wee, I was like, thank you very much!
Oh God. At least you weren't wearing a jumpsuit, though.
I wasn't wearing a jumpsuit. Yeah. That would have been really terrible. Thank God I don't drink anymore, is all I can say. Thank God.
Thank you, Davina. That's amazing. I love that.
Thank you.
Thank you so much to Davina. Apologies about the echoey sound quality, but I thought she was just so brilliant, and I'm now desperate to get my own neon sign with that motto, give more than is expected. Davina's working with F&F to launch a new activewear collection. It will be available in select Tesco stores from January 1st. If you're enjoying the podcast so far, please do subscribe, rate us, review us. It really helps to spread the word. We look forward to seeing you next week for some more advice from women worth listening to.